This is 8 News Minute. President George W. Bush is headed back to the U.S. after a quick trip to Iraq and Afghanistan. The president's first stop was Baghdad, where an Iraqi reporter threw his shoes at Bush. The president was not hurt. He then traveled to Kabul, where he met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Police have arrested a suspect in an Oregon bank bombing that killed two officers and injured another. The arrest came just hours after police released photos of a person of interest. Officials expect to release the suspect's name later today. Illinois lawmakers will meet today for the first time since the arrest of Governor Rod Blagojevich. Lawmakers are expected to discuss possible impeachment. Blagojevich was arrested last week on charges he was trying to sell President-elect Barack Obama's former Senate seat to the highest bidder. Finally, some good news for folks in the Northeast. Warmer weather is expected following a massive ice storm that has left hundreds of thousands still without power. Utility companies in hard-hit New Hampshire say power might not be fully restored until Thursday or Friday. President Bush has declared a state of emergency in New Hampshire and nine counties in Massachusetts. The storm is blamed for at least four deaths. John Belmont, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。